from Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Here's Jimmy Kimmel!
Game one of the World Series between the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros. Who are you rooting for, Guillermo?
None of them, Jimmy.
None
I love
of them.
The Dodgers. None
well,
of them.
The Dodgers are not in it anymore. So now, I mean, you don't have to... You don't have any preference either
no,
way?
I don't like none of them.
You don't like none of them?
No, the Houston are cheaters, and the Braves eliminated the Dodgers, so I don't like none of them.
Well, maybe this will help you decide. I was looking at the mascots for the teams. Put the mascots up on the screen. So you see on the left, you've got the Astros mascot, Orbit, and on the right, it's Blooper, the Atlanta Braves inexplicable mascot. By the way, they do make pants for mascots. These two perverts just chose not to wear them. Why are you wearing pants, Guillermo? You don't have to wear them either. You know
just
that, right?
Just for fun, Jimmy.
Oh, speaking of genitals in orbit, Captain Space Penis Jeff Bezos is launching a new intergalactic mission. His company, Blue Origin, unveiled plans for their latest project. It's called Orbital Reef.
Orbital Reef is a full-fledged commercial space station.
Think of it as a village. Think of it as many different organizations and people in their own parts of Orbital Reef doing their own activities.
Where all types of companies can come together and do research and or production and also provide opportunities for tourists to come and just experience what space is
Wait
like.
Wait a minute. Oh, is Jeff Bezos growing weed in space? I guess that's why he called it Orbital Reef. Their hope is that this is some sort of destination for space tourists, like a Hollywood Boulevard in space. Except for there, people who have to urinate on the sidewalk in zero gravity. It'll be fun to watch. The cost for Orbital Reef is expected to be in the tens of billions of dollars, which, listen, I get it. Space is cool, and Jeff Bezos is rich, and without space travel, we wouldn't have Tang or that terrible dehydrated ice cream. But, you know, when they talk about spending tens of billions of dollars, you have to wonder which part of the Earth is on fire Jeff Bezos isn't understanding. Is the plan to sit up there on the space station and watch it burn? Oh, look, there goes Australia. Hand me another lab-generated meatball, will you? How about instead of spending tens of billions of dollars on a space station, spend $0 on a space station and all the dollars on planet Earth? You still have crap to sell, you know. We're here. We aren't going to be able to get prime delivery in space. You understand that, right? First he was making rocket ships. Now he's building space stations. This is how the Emperor got started on the Death Star, you know. And while Jeff Bezos is figuring out ways to flee this planet, an increasing number of us are starting to think about maybe saving it. According to a new poll from the Associated Press, a majority of Americans say they are concerned about climate change. 59% say the warming of the Earth is either very or extremely important to them. That's up 10% from 2018. Is it bad that I'm proud of us that we're starting to agree we don't want to be boiled alive? Well, of course, this poll was taken before Fox News rolled out their new weather channel. Fox News unveiled a Fox Weather, their new streaming weather service yesterday. It's mostly just Kellyanne Conway looking at the camera and screaming, "No, you're gloomy outside today." But a lot of people have been asking how a Fox Weather channel is going to cover climate change because they don't acknowledge it. Maybe they'll just blame the tornadoes on Antifa. I don't know. Do we even need another weather channel? We have them. In fact, one of them is called the Weather Channel. We have that. We don't need more weather. The day we got iPhones was the day all the weather services should have gone away. Now you click the word weather on the phone, you look at it for 2 seconds, that's it. A new weather service is like a new channel to tell you what time it is. We don't need one. Just look at your phone for 2 more seconds than the 5 hours a day you're already looking at your phone. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene racked up her third fine yesterday for not wearing a mask. They have a mask mandate in Congress. You're supposed to wear one at all times on the House floor, but she decided to make a scene and go without one, even though she's got a ton of masks, and all of them have obnoxious sayings on them. It's like if QAnon made fortune cookies, but they're masks. And it's amazing that this woman has three names. None of them are Karen, because she is exactly exactly the kind of person you'd want to cover her mouth, even if there wasn't a pandemic going on. She said, I'm taking a stand on the House floor because I don't want the people to stand alone. They're not standing alone. They just don't want to stand next to you. Meanwhile, Facebook is not getting a lot of likes lately. I mentioned last night that a trove of confidential internal documents were leaked to the press. The gist of them is that Facebook knew its technology was amplifying hate speech and misinformation. There was an internal memo written in 2019 that says, we also have compelling evidence that our core product mechanics, such as vitality recommendations and optimizing for engagement, are a significant part of why these types of speech flourish on the platform. They're core product mechanics. That means hate and lies are baked directly into Facebook, like the cheese in a stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut. And another interesting detail is that Facebook engineers, they will prioritize the posts that get a lot of emoji reactions, including the anger emoji, by 5-1 over just the regular like. The hate and the lies on Facebook, it's like the nicotine in cigarettes. It's not what you come for, but it's why you stick around. I'll tell you something. I miss when Facebook was just a safe place to lose your house in a pyramid scheme.
Remember, you can catch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.